When you love riding a motorcycle, you want to ride it everywhere, even to a physical.
Let's check your weight. Hop on the scale. Look at that. You're down a few pounds.
Oh, yeah. Must be the new carbon fiber wheels.
And when you love saving money, you want to save even more. That's why GEICO makes it easy to bundle your motorcycle and car insurance.
I'm going to prescribe 91 octane for your engine knock, and we'll want to see you again in 3,000 miles.
Kickstart your savings with GEICO Motorcycle. Bundle and save on the things you love.
Welcome back. It's another Bob and Tom Extra. This is Christopher. Not only is the Bob and Tom Show live every weekday morning, but every afternoon we'll give you a little extra in case you missed anything. On the big show today, a disappointed listener plus puppets and lost weed. It's all coming up in just a minute.
According to studies, millions of Americans aren't getting enough sleep, and it's affecting their health. If you're waking up tired every day, you'll want to listen to this important announcement.
Hello, I'm veteran road comedian Tim Wilson. When I'm out crossing this great country of ours, I'm not sleeping in some luxurious four-star hotel.
No. Nope.
Hell, I ain't even catching a few winks in a flea-infested rent-by-the-hour flop house. No, I'm sleeping in my car. And after 25 years on the road, my back was killing me. But not anymore. You heard of them Sleep Number beds? They ain't just for the bedroom anymore.
Oh.
It's the new Tim Wilson Sleep Number car seat. With the Sleep Number car seat, you don't have to worry about reservations, vacancies, or smoky laws. You just pull into the nearest truck stop, rest area, or darkened parking lot, dial in the comfort level you want, and you'll be fast asleep in no time.
I like the Sleep Number car seat so much, I bought the whole damn company. Get your Tim Wilson Sleep Number car seat today. Available anywhere they sell road maps, auto air fresheners, coffee, and sun lamp hot dogs. It's only $19.99 and comes with the Tim Wilson guarantee. I'm so sure you'll love this thing. If you don't get a better night's sleep in your car within the first week, call me and I'll meet you at a rest area and give you your money back.
Don't spend another night tossing and turning in your front seat. Go pick up a Tim Wilson Sleep Number car seat today. But remember to bring cash, because we don't take personal checks or credit cards.
I do not believe in credit cards. That's the first step towards each of us getting stamped with a number. You can look it up in the 13th chapter of Revelation.
Uh-huh.
I ain't going to hell over a car seat.
Well, what about a Social Security number?
Just shut up and finish the damn commercial.
All right. The Tim Wilson Sleep Number car seat. Go out and get yours today. Sorry, you apparently can't call toll-free to order one. Can't have a phone because they got numbers.
Are you looking for an ass whooping?
Sorry.
For those of you who always need something extra, well, there you go. This is Bob and Tom Extra.
Thanks very much for joining us.
You're welcome. Oh, wait.
We're happy to have you here, Josh.
I think during
the break, Willie, in a very manly manner, stood up and apologized for calling you a jackass.
No, he didn't need to. I was being a
jackass.
I know
he didn't need to. I said, you shouldn't have apologized, Jack. The man is a jackass. At least he was during that break.
Do you know how many people turn this show on and look at it after, like, look at whatever they're listening to after about 45, 60 seconds and say, what the hell is this?
Yeah, that's what we're here for.
Yeah, okay.
We're supposed to make people feel good.
Yes,
that's
we are, Tom.
Can I say something? When I called Josh a jackass, man, that felt good.
See?
It felt really good for me.
All right.
Well, that's why I led you to that place.
Hey, don't you wish you could do that?
I love you for that, Josh. I love you for it.
Don't you wish you could do that to your coworkers, Christy?
What?
Right.
Do what?
Call them names.
We call you name all the time.
I know. See, that I do that to make you feel good.
Okay. Tom, you ready? This is from a Twitter. This is a guy on Twitter. His name's Nathan.
Okay, to get on Twitter, obviously you have to have credentials up the wazoo.
Nathan tweets, I'm already disappointed by Tom's Etsy, quote, surprise.
Yes.
Quote,
yes.
Quote, mm-hmm. He's once again hyping up something that will be, without a doubt, an incredible list. That's a listener. That's Joe Sixpack.
That's a fan. Everyday guy.
Everyone's on to you.
Everyday guy.
Everyone's on.
That's what you've done.
Okay, well, fine. I think it's interesting that
one time this happened. One time, Joe Theismann was on the phone for a surprise. One time.
It's a nice surprise, I thought.
It's a good one, yeah.
We've had a couple of other recent surprises.
Sure.
I'm working on two surprises right now, if not three.
Oh, Jesus.
Okay.
Oh, you're
one of those
them.
The puppets?
Well, that's
yeah, where are they?
Yeah, where are those puppets?
I thought that was a
Geppetto
joke.
Did Geppetto die?
Did you make life-size puppets of us?
They're not life-size. Don't be ridiculous. But they're pretty close.
I can't wait.
Yeah. They're in production right now.
What do you mean you can't wait? This is madness.
I've always wanted a Muppet-style puppet after me.
He's out of his mind.
We're going to be out of a job, Josh. He's going to have puppets in here.
No.
I didn't consider that.
No, although I was thinking of having a contest. Who wants to shove their hand up? Never mind.
You were going to say Christy, weren't you?
Of course not. They can... do it to you.
Okay.
Now, where were we, Christy? We had a lot to get to, but I forgot what it was.
What the hell is this?
Is my puppet going to be fat? Is my puppet going to be bald?
Answer the question.
The puppets, I had nothing to do with them. I found
what
a guy
mean?
That...
You
speaking of Godwin, I walked
them.
In on that in the break room. Willie and Josh are trying to talk Godwin down, as we do most of the time during the commercials. Everything's fine, Pat. Calm down. They were talking about his hair now. No, you got great hair, Pat. You got great.
Yeah, they were being very nice.
Don't
very
worry sweet. About it.
Now, I was being honest. Pat's hair looked great today.
Let's see.
Now, forward. What he's done with it, well, the headphones aren't doing it any favors, but it's...
Well, it's because they're covering most of it. Because most of it's in the ear area.
It comes off to the side. Geez. Pat, it looks really nice. Right. It's kind of like you're pushing it back a little bit.
Now, it's a little
Pat's
thing,
too modest to say this. Pat's father was a very fine actor, appeared in films and
movie.
Theatrical productions.
Sal Mineo.
Pat's a very fine actor. Sal
Charles
Mineo is
Nelson
not Pat's
Riley.
Dad. The point is, Pat, I think right now you could play the Irish accountant in the mob.
Dude, I told Pat that he is incredibly castable. No. I tell him that all the time.
I see him with fingerless gloves busking somewhere.
See?
In another Amy Schumer movie.
Right.
And he offers her sage advice out of nowhere.
That role goes to David Tell, but still. Yeah.
Sure.
For Pat to be busking would be so depressing.
I've done it once.
Dude, you could play the manager of a mechanic of a shop, an auto shop. You could play a gangster.
What do you need, spark plugs?
You could play, look at this. The guy's versatile.
Try this. Go, it's not going to be ready until Thursday.
Nah, I'm not going to be able to get it ready till Thursday.
Who would watch this guy?
It's amazing.
I'm engaged. I want to see more.
I'm telling you, if you lived in New York, you'd be in every spinoff of a Law and Order. You'd be one of those guys. You know what I mean?
And the dead guys in the beginning.
Yeah, you'd be in Blue Bloods.
In a body bag.
I just run a bodega.
You could be one of the pervs in SUV, whatever it is.
Sure, yeah.
Wait a minute. No.
Hey, we rent.
Law and Order SUV, that's the one where I'm running around New York with my kids in the back.
I saw the kid, but I swear I didn't touch him.
Try that line, Pat.
We rent rooms by the hour.
There you go.
Not
hey,
by
what
the
do you want?
Day.
This is all great.
There's no witnesses, only the trees.
Hey, Flatfoot, you're looking in the wrong.
What are we now, Dick Tracy?
Hey, Flatfoot. Okay. Call
our lobby camera's broken.
Yes. Oh, dude, Godwin, you're killing it.
Pat, and I could also see you inspiring children. A basketball coach who was too short to
Dennis
make it.
Dennis Hopper, shaky?
Yeah. Kid, I'm only 5'7", but you got the goods.
Stumbling out on the court.
You can do anything. This guy says you could play a customer at a pawn shop. I mean, you can do all of it.
Yes.
Talk about method acting.
Yeah.
Yes.
$50. This is worth $1,000.
These are all great.
Take it or leave it.
When you love riding a motorcycle, you want to ride it everywhere, even to a physical.
Let's check your weight. Hop on the scale. Look at that. You're down a few pounds.
Oh, yeah. Must be the new carbon fiber wheels.
And when you love saving money, you want to save even more. That's why GEICO makes it easy to bundle your motorcycle and car insurance.
I'm going to prescribe 91 octane for your engine knock, and we'll want to see you again in 3,000 miles.
Kickstart your savings with GEICO Motorcycle. Bundle and save on the things you love.
Now, I'd like to move forward here with Christy. Do you want to do a little more of our marijuana hunk?
According to the New Yorker, Maine legalized recreational marijuana in 2016, but the rollout has taken several years, with sales just beginning last fall. Among the state's restrictions, pot still cannot be delivered, but a website called Incredibles.me, has found a workaround. The company in Maine is circumventing the state's marijuana laws by having Psychics find lost weed.
There's a lot of quotation marks in that sense.
Yes. They say in a web post, quote, "We have psychics roaming all over Portland communicating with their deity, their spirit guides, and having religious moments of clarity. We can guarantee to find your lost weed." The website instructs users to log in, select products they have, quote unquote, misplaced.
Wow.
Input their address and their lost marijuana will be recovered ASAP. Weed psychics only accept cash and Bitcoin, by the way, with a 10% tip recommended for your psychic driver.
No, I am not a psychic, but I'd like to say in their future, I see a jail cell. This is so transparently fake.
It sure is. Let them deliver.
No joke.
Yeah, well, yeah, I would agree, but it would be cool. The great thing about this would be because they claim they have psychics roaming around.
Right.
So this would be the first time ever you actually would have mediums at large.
Mediums at large.
Oh, I just love that. I just think that's hilarious, though. That they're getting, are they getting away with it? I guess they are.
Well, so far they're getting away with it.
All right.
Funny.
There's another delivery story in the news. Denver City Council passed new cannabis legislation that will allow marijuana, listen up, Willie, tour buses. In addition to the tour buses that will allow people to use pot on board, the changes also permit marijuana deliveries in the city. For the tour buses, the driver would be separated from secondhand smoke with the barrier.
I would hope so.
Yeah.
I don't want to hotbox the driver.
Well, that...
The measure is geared towards trying to make sure more people have an economic opportunity to benefit from this multi-billion-dollar industry.
Right, yeah. The economics
Denver.
Are not what they originally thought they were going to be.
The tour bus, I guess the idea is people can smoke on the bus.
Right.
But without using any names here, a certain friend of the show got in trouble for firing up marijuana on a small jet. Do you remember this story?
I don't.
And and the pilot came across. He said, "Hey, fellas, you realize the way the air system in this thing works, this is all coming up here. And I can't operate this aircraft safely if..."
Right.
Yeah.
If I'm impaired.
Yeah.
Yes.
Yeah. Yeah.
It's
so
the basics of flight.
would the part of the bus have to have a completely separate?
That's what Christy said.
I just said that.
But I mean,
is
that possible?
They're figuring it out.
Why can't you just open a window?
Yeah, let them smoke, and the pilot can open a window. Jeez.
Not the pilot, the bus guy.
What a redneck.
No.
Oh, I'm sorry. A professional pilot, well trained. What they do in their downtime is fine, but I think when they're operating the aircraft, I think they have lives at stake, including their own.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, but we're not talking about a pilot. We're talking about a bus service.
Right.
And Chrissy just said that it's cut off from the driver, so that shouldn't be an issue, right?
Yeah, they'll figure it out.
Yeah.
If states are going to legalize it, I like that they have things like tour buses where folks can go. They're not driving themselves. They're enjoying it. And the same with delivery.
Is this like for bachelorette parties or something?
Oh, I bet it's for...
anybody.
Yeah, sure.
Well, for a bachelorette party, they're going to need penis-shaped joints. Has that happened yet?
Boy, how would you do that?
There's penis-shaped bowls. Well, most bowls, like the little weeds.
Yeah, they're already... Yeah.
They already kind of like a little penis anyways.
No, but I mean, do they literally sculpt them with the whole... what's the word I'm looking for?
Veiny?
Yeah. And the...
anatomically correct.
What's that thing in the top called?
Glands.
The hole?
Tip? What are you talking
about?
There's
a little carb on the left nut there for you.
Is there a
you?
Word for that?
The G-L-A-N-S. Glands is the tip of the penis.
Okay. All right.
What about the hole?
What about changing the subject?
What about taking a bat and hitting Chick in the face with it?
Did you call him a urethral? What did you call him?
I thought he was asking about the urethral slit.
Is that the technical term for it?
I don't think that.
I'm just asking if there's a place that would roll joints that look like the male member for bachelorette parties.
Well, wouldn't you just
they're famous for those straws?
Yeah. Right.
Yes.
Can you imagine working at that plant?
I think Willie's right. The wiener straw plant?
Yeah. Somewhere in China, some polluting some river so that bachelorettes can... Hey, look, if they're making my iPhones, you shut up. But if they're making penis straws, I don't know.
So are we talking about the weed bus? Yeah. Or
no, yeah, I'm not. Saying, is this for parties? You get people in.
Yeah, so what
like
I've noticed
cruise?
Is that it's really hard to smoke pot as a tourist because you can't really do it out in public. You can only really do it in private, and a lot of hotel rooms don't even let you smoke even if you have a balcony.
Oh,
nice.
There
charge.
You go.
And so this is just a place for people that are, you know, on vacation in Denver, them and their pals can get together, go check out some of the spots.
Hmm. That makes sense.
Yeah.
And they're doing it in a safe way.
See, how is he your son? He makes this sound reasonable. You, on the other hand, are hung up on penis straws.
I'm hung up on them. I think it'd be a funny thing. Probably think there's a fortune to be made there. Pre-rolled spliffs in the shape of the male member for bachelorette parties.
Well, there wouldn't be spliffs.
Those are mostly boozy affairs.
Yeah.
Well, and you can't legally sell marijuana and tobacco combined.
What would you tell people if you were, like, made billions of dollars in the penis straw industry? What would you tell
novelties.
Them?
I'd go, hey, you know, I make penis straws. By the way, look at all my money.
Yeah. I'd be happy to chat with
enjoy
you, but
my, party.
My private jet is warming up so I can get the hell away from you.
Yeah, why don't you go ahead and judge me as I take off in my leer?
Now, what's in a...
Wouldn't you be embarrassed?
Now, what's in a Denver omelet? Eggs and hash?
Green peppers.
No, green peppers.
No. Definitely ham.
Ham.
Oh, no.
Ham, green peppers, and onions.
Yes.
Usually,
well, wait a minute. There's a Denver omelet, a Western omelet. What's the difference?
Oh, you're exactly right,
they're,
Chick.
They're the same, aren't they?
But shouldn't the contemporary Denver omelet have some form of marijuana in it?
You're going to jam hash down our throats, aren't you?
Yeah, he is.
I love hash. Not the kind of smoke I like
you
to
gotta
make.
You got to make it. It's easy to make bad hash, though. You got to know what you're doing.
What do you mean? Do these potatoes?
Well, you got to be careful.
Bison hash.
Potatoes.
Mm. Isn't it corned beef?
Could be.
Corned beef hash?
How come the show always segues back into food somehow?
Because you're hungry. And
did you order
starving.
Food, by the way?
Okay. I don't know. So these, I'm looking up at these buses. They all look like VW buses. Just gigantic.
Oh, that would be even cooler.
That'd be perfect.
That would be perfect.
Is that still a thing?
The old hippie bus.
Right now, ladies and gentlemen, I'd like you to participate. This is a participation part of our program. When the ladies introduce Ace, I want you to go, oh. Are you ready? Okay, here we go.
Who's that sexy man with a deep voice? Ace Cusby.
Ladies already do it.
Huh? Wait a minute.
The ladies already do it.
And they didn't say his name
you
yet.
Really
so
want, you really want can't... people to think that you...
It's bad enough that you forced those girls into a studio and said, here, I want it to sound like you're having an orgasm during this. And now you want us to do it as well.
First of all, that was a Dean production.
Well, Dean, why did you force those women to...
I don't believe you.
And you said after he's introduced, but they don't get to introduce him yet.
Well, they just say, who's the sexy man? Okay, Christy, can you please do it?
What?
Do it.
Just go. Oh. Not now. I'll cue you. Ready?
Oh, my God.
This is. Who's that sexy man with a deep voice?
No.
It sounded like you were slipping into a bath.
No, that sounded like you were taking a math test and had a tough problem. Do you want to be.
Who's that
here we go.
Sexy man with a deep voice?
Oh, that was good.
That was good, but you were late.
Jesus. Can we
you know what?
The
don't
joke?
Do it. Yeah, don't do it.
Women are often late.
You know,
God.
What the excuse me, would you be quiet?
Who's that sexy man with a deep voice? Ace Cusby, here he is with his joke of the day.
What did the... what did the digital clock say to his mother?
Oh, Christ.
His mother?
Yeah.
I don't know.
Look, Mom, no hands.
That was Ace Cusby's joke of the day.
Clock's got a mother.
Yes, I think that often these take a sort of a leap into the realm of the not real.
Okay.
I thought Christy's lackluster performance.
You couldn't even hear me. It doesn't matter.
Oh, I could hear you.
Of course not.
Oh, well, Pat, you were listening, weren't you?
I was.
Oh, yeah, baby.
I like her voice a lot.
why do you like it,
Pat? It makes me horny.
Yeah. Okay. Beth, I shouldn't have said anything. What did I expect?
Well, now, got a letter.
Letter.
We were talking about having to jettison your underwear.
You were, yes.
Yes.
You were.
You were.
Have you ever not been in a situation, Josh, where you had to leave your underwear behind?
I have.
Yeah. Okay. Could you please explain?
I was very...
No, you freak!
You don't have to do that.
Nobody has to do this.
I was very intoxicated, my buddies and I were... We had done some pre-gaming, and we were going to In Cahoots, a big country dance bar in the St. Louis area.
Mm-hmm.
And I sharted. Yeah, oh, yeah. And,
so such with such...
gusto
yes,
that I could... There were like just... throw out your underwear and just go in. And I went, I can't, man. It's and my buddy goes, no, he can't. He smells. And so so there was some snow on the ground, and I attempted to use some of that.
Oh.
And that didn't do anything.
So you were intoxicated.
Oh, my gosh. Boy,
by the way, that is also the worst Christmas Hallmark movie that ever came up with.
The bad snow cone. I got
the bad Christmas.
That's it for another Bob and Tom Show Extra. Catch us on iTunes, Google Play, and Stitcher. For Bob and Tom Extra, this is Christopher. Take care, everybody.
The United States Soccer Federation presents the U.S. Soccer Podcast.
The place where I, Megan Klingenberg, a World Cup expert, teaches you everything that you need to know for this summer's World Cup.
How special is it that we've been able to follow this young group of guys?
It's been such a roller coaster of emotions.
You can feel the intensity.
Quite a bit of time, energy, effort, everything along the way on these guys making the country proud. And I think they will this summer.
The U.S. Soccer Podcast, presented by Henkel. Follow and listen on your favorite platform.